Good morning to you. Welcome to another News and Focus program. I've got a bit of a sore throat, but this article is worth our attention. Todd Starnes is our author, so it's not really an article. It's more like an opinion piece. And the article is about Fixer Upper, the stars of this show called Fixer Upper. If you haven't found it, it's on HGTV, and old episodes are found on Netflix and I'm sure other locations as well. The host of our show, Fixer Upper, are Chip and Joanna Gaines. They live in Waco, Texas. And what they do is they renovate shows. That's what they do. They renovate, not shows, they renovate houses. And they do a marvelous job. God has obviously given Joanna a talent to know how to make things better. And quite frankly, that's God glorifying. To make something better is God glorifying. And to reclaim something and to make it better is even more God glorifying, because that's what God does. God takes fallen humanity and restores it. And often Chip and Joanna Gaines take a home that looks like no one would be willing to live in it, and they make it something marvelous. They make it something spectacular. And and it's a thoroughly wonderful show. Todd says, one of my guilty pleasures in life is to walk Fixer Upper marathons on HGTV. Well, my wife, Pam, and I do not watch the marathons. Instead, what we do, she does. She's the responsible party for this. So she records it. She DVRs it, and she does that with everything that we watch so that we don't have to be wasting time with commercials. And we thoroughly enjoy this show. We relax together. We comment on what we like and don't like about what she does. Relax together. We laugh with Chip and Joanna. We look at their children growing up. And quite frankly, we thank God for their work down in Waco, Texas. Todd says, if you're not a fan of the show, you might want to Google that. I appreciate that Chip and Joanna are devout Christians. Viewers can see their faith flavors, not only their television program, but also their family life. But not everyone appreciates those Christian beliefs, especially the militant LGBT crowd. And now they are on the warpath. The mainstream media and the militant LGBT activists are unleashing their fury on reports that the Gaines attends Antioch Community Church, a non-denominational mega church. Did you just hear what the church that they attend? It's non-denominational mega church. It's not one of those churches that's out picketing homosexuals. It's a non-denominational mega church that believes in the Bible. Okay, that's the extent of it. It believes in the Bible. And these are the headlines from Cosmopolitan. Chip and Joanna Gaines, pastors, preaches homosexuality is a sin. Chip and Joanna Gaines, church is firmly against same-sex marriage, screamed a BuzzFeed headline. Their pastor considers homosexuality to be a sin caused by abuse. Whether the fixer-upper couple agrees is unclear. What the shiplap, America? That's Todd Starnes writing. Of course, he's mocking the degree to which Joanna is guilty of using shiplap in just about every single home that she renovates. She enjoys this idea of taking wood and reclaiming it and making it better, or reusing it or repurposing it. Again, very biblical. Their pastor, Jimmy Siebert, is both staunchly against same-sex marriage and a strong believer that homosexuality is a lifestyle choice and a sin. This bit of news was more than their feeble journalistic minds could handle. Given the diversity of Fixer Upper's audience, this is a startling revelation that has left many wondering where Chip and Joanna stand, Cosmo reported. BuzzFeed went so far as to investigate Pastor Siebert's sermons, demonstrating what is preached from the pulpit at Antioch Community Church is the same kind of message being preached in nearly every evangelical church in America. Did you hear that? And this is the issue. This is the rub. This is where we're going in America. We are a very divided nation on these issues, and the most recent election showed us how divided we are on these issues. Our friends at Newsbusters tracked down this item from U.S. Weekly. As a Fixer Upper fan, I would love to know at Joanna Gaines and at Chip Gaines' thoughts on their pastor's hateful anti-LGBT beliefs, one viewer declared. Another went further, writing, if Chip and Joanna Gaines end up being an anti-LGBT, I am canceling my MAG subscription and ignoring their show. Wow. We need to change for that. We wouldn't want the subscription canceled. You're simply not allowed to have those views. That's the world that we're in now. It is so intolerant. It's unbelievable. In the spirit of this so-called tolerance, we've become incredibly intolerant. An LGBT spokesman told me in a statement they respect the privacy of our show hosts and will not comment on matters relating to their personal lives. Of course they're not going to do that, because HGTV is incredibly LGBT friendly. HGTV is incredibly LGBT friendly. Yet they know the show is very popular and they're making a ton of money on the show. Understandably, neither the Gaines family nor the church wanted to comment, and nor should they have to comment. Exactly. While fans shouldn't necessarily jump to conclusions about what this might mean, for many people who watch the show, their silence speaks volumes, Cosmo wrote. Here's hoping they will speak up soon. You don't want them to speak up. That's the reality. That's what I'm telling you. You don't want them to speak up, Cosmo. You don't want to hear what they have to say. You can't respect the differences. Well, here's a truth bomb for Cosmo and BuzzFeed. It's really none of your business where Chip and Joanna Gaines worship. And for the record, where were their historical screeds when President Obama's pastor was asking God to damn America? Anybody want to talk about those roosting chickens? If anybody knows what Chip and Joanna are going through, it's David and Jason Benham. The Benham brothers, who run a very successful North Carolina real estate company, were fired from HGTV in 2014 after a militant LGBT mob bullied the network into submission. Did you hear that? That's exactly what's happening in our America. The brothers are well-known evangelical and Christian leaders and are outspoken proponents of traditional marriage. We were actually filming our show the exact same time the Gaines were filming their first episode, David told me. We developed a great relationship. And the first telephone call the brothers received when they were given the heave-ho was from Chip. He called to support us to say, guys, I'm in this with you, brother, Jason said. The Gaines believe, as we do, as millions of other Christians do, that marriage is between a man and a woman. That's not anti-anything, Jason continued. It's not hateful. Chip and Joanna don't hate anybody. It's ridiculous. The Benham brothers said they especially feel bad for HGTV being pushed into another false or faux controversy. It's a mafia, David said, referring to the militant activities. They're going to go after the Gaines family. They are going to try and vilify them. They're going to try and vilify their church and their pastor, and if they can't get anyone to bend or concede, they're going to start vilifying HGTV and going after their advertisers. It's absolutely true that the Gaines family attends a church that believes marriage is between one man and one woman. Should that disqualify them from having a television program on HGTV? Do the militant LGBT activists want to create a blacklist banning individuals who attend evangelical churches from working in the industry? Is that what they really want? Friends, there's nothing more than a modern day witch hunt. We're going back to Salem. That's my commentary. And it's time for all freedom loving Americans to rise up and take a stand against HGTV and the Gaines family. BuzzFeed quoted a rather appropriate statement from one of Pastor Siebert's messages. We are being called to a higher calling, a greater compassion and love, but a greater clarity than ever before. Because it is coming now, starting Monday morning, we will not have that option anymore. And with that, will come persecution. Prophecy fulfilled. Perhaps next season, Chip and Joanna spend a few episodes refurbishing safe spaces for emotionally fragile snowflakes. Well, Barnes ends with a sarcastic note, but the reality is persecution is coming. The pulpit of the LGBT movement is not going to be silenced. It's getting larger and louder every day. And we, as Americans who are evangelical in our loyalty to Christ and Christ alone, must affirm with compassion, with love, with tenderness, with mercy, with articulation, what we believe, and quite frankly, we must not back down. And if HGTV cancels Chip and Joanna, and there's no indication they're going to do that this time, but if they do, all of us ought to open our mouths and let them know with as much outspokenness as possible that we don't appreciate their intolerance, that we want HGTV to be more tolerant for diverse opinions. And that's our News and Focus podcast this morning. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.